continuing your practice. Cultivating a relaxed attention. Relaxing, relax, recognize awareness. Receive the experience that's already happening. Letting experience come to you. What we do in this practice is quite simple. We are cultivating the conditions for this relaxed awareness that has a curiosity about our human experience. To become more stable, we're cultivating a continuity of mindfulness. And so our work, what we actually do, is quite simple. That remembering that simplicity can help at times if it feels like things are getting complicated, if it feels like you're trying to figure out how to pay attention or what to pay attention or what to figure out about what you're looking at. Just remember the simplicity. What's obvious? And so what we do is we cultivate this stability in this simple way. And that creates the conditions for wisdom, for understanding about our minds, about how we struggle, about what's leading to suffering and what's leading away from suffering. It allows that wisdom to grow. It's not our job to do the wisdom. That is the natural consequence of the way that we are cultivating our awareness. As wisdom grows, as understanding about our hearts, our minds grows, this wisdom releases dukkha, releases suffering, releases struggle, stress, And we, while we don't do the wisdom, we get to experience that release. We get to experience the effect of wisdom. This word wisdom might seem big or unfathomable or something that will happen later. But as our practice develops, we see little moments of the way wisdom is working in our own minds as we pay attention. You might recognize or see while you're attending to something challenging that there's a shift of perspective with it. Oh, this is just frustration. And that shift of perspective allows an ease. There's a little bit of softening or release around the struggle. That is wisdom at work. Or you might begin to understand the conditioned nature of a particular pattern. And again, seeing that may create some ease in the mind. Again, this is wisdom. Wisdom will understand the unfolding of conditioning. Or you might deeply recognize something that you had taken to be solid as being very lively, not a solid or stable thing at all, but a very lively dance of experience, seeing the impermanent nature of experience. Again, wisdom sees this. This is the function of wisdom. To understand. And it's often experienced as a shift, in particular, around some kind of stress or suffering or struggle, especially at the beginning of practice. We can recognize wisdom at work. And this is valuable because it really begins to point to both the way in which this practice begins to do itself, that we're not in charge. It helps us to understand also the value of what we're doing, beginning to see that the conditions that we're creating allow for this shift of perspective, allow for this transformation. So we begin to understand the value, and we begin also to have more of a sense of trust in the very simplicity of our practice. Wisdom doesn't tend to arise on our time schedule. We are not in charge of when wisdom happens, when understanding happens. And yet witnessing it, recognizing wisdom at work, gives us the confidence and the trust to keep going, to cultivate those conditions that support. The growth of understanding and freedom. And so the simplicity of practice, relax. Recognize that you're aware. Are you aware? And what are you aware of? What is being received? From time to time, checking in to the attitude, the relationship. How am I with what is happening? Or perhaps the broader question, and what else is happening? Remembering the simplicity.